Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Brahman Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing old troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Purport. Sri Narad Muni personally experienced that the most feasible and practical way to open the path of salvation or get relief from the miseries of life is to hear submissively the transcendental activities of the Lord from the right and bona fide sources. This is the only remedial process. The entire material existence is full of miseries. Foolish people have manufactured out of their tiny brains many remedial measures for removing the threefold miseries pertaining to the body and mind, pertaining to the natural disturbances and in relation with other living beings. The whole world is struggling very hard to exist out of these miseries. But men do not know that without the sanctions of the Lord, no plan or remedial measures can actually bring about the desired peace and tranquility. The remedial measure to cure a patient by medicine treatment is useless if it is not sanctioned by the Lord. To cross the river or the ocean by a suitable boat is no remedial measure. If it is not sanctioned by the Lord, we should know for certain that the Lord is the ultimate sanctioning officer, and we must therefore dedicate our attempts to mercy of the Lord for ultimate success or get rid of obstacles on the path of success. The Lord is all-pervading, all-powerful, omniscient and omnipresent. He is the ultimate sanctioning agent of all good or bad effects. We should therefore learn to dedicate our activities unto the mercy of the Lord and accept Him either as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It does not matter what one is. One must dedicate everything in the service of the Lord. If one is learned scholar, scientist, philosopher, poet, etc., then he should employ his learning to establish the supremacy of the Lord. Try to study the energy of the Lord in every sphere of life. Do not decry Him and try to become like Him or take Him position simply by... Sorry. Let me switch it off as best. Try to study the energy of Lord in every sphere of life. If one is administrator, statesman, warrior, politician, etc., then one should try to establish the Lord supremacy in the statesmanship, fight for the cause of Lord as Sri Arjuna did. In the beginning, Sri Krishna, the great fighter, declined to fight when was convinced that the Lord and the fighting were necessary. Sri Arjun changed his decision and fought for his cause. Similarly, if one is a businessman, or an industrialist, an agriculturist, etc., then one should spend his hard-earning money for the cause of Lord. Think always that money which is accumulated is the wealth of Lord. Wealth is considered to be goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and Lord is a Narayan, husband of Lakshmi. Try to engage Lakshmi in the service of Lord Narayan and be happy. That is the way to realize the Lord in every sphere of life. The best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastime of the Lord. But in case of absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord, everything for which one has specific attraction. That is the way of peace and prosperity. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Agyante Mridasya Gyananjan Shalaka Chakshunu Milatam Yantasme Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yanubutle Swamrupadam Dadati Thapadantikam नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले शुग्रीराज स्वामी नाम ने नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्वत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नाम ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार ने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशादेशता ने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्ना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतम च लोकं देवी संततो जयं धीरयत वांछा कल्पतरु विश्व कृपा सिंधु वैभज पतिता नाम पावन वैष्णव नमो नमः सो हियर देवऋषि नारद इज टेलिंग टू व्यासदेव दैट व्यासदेव इट इज डिसाइडेड बाय लर्नर्ड वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट्स इन हियर सेइंग ही इज नॉट सेइंग आई एम सेइंग इट Generally, people have their own opinions. But here, he is referring, he is saying, the learned sages are saying that the best remedial measure, chikitsam, chikitsam in medicine. When we are ill, when we are sick, we have problem with our body, we take medicine. Now, Devrishi Narad is telling to Vyasadeva, that, hey Vyasadeva, the best medicine, chikitsa, medicine is to remove the miseries of trouble and miseries of this world. One should dedicate one's activities to the Lord Vishnu, to Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj even told, Nate swat katim hi Vishnu drushyaye bahir arthmanina andha yatha andhe rupniyamana. General people, they do not know that what is the swat? They think everything else they can find. Their goal is different than Vishnu. So they're following each other like a blind man following another blind man. And they fall into a ditch. Madina Krishna Pratostoba. They don't know their benefit is Krishna. They should dedicate oneself with Krishna. And they are looking for happiness. How they can remove their miseries. Miseries are there, always. This is a material world. This place is not, Prabhupada said, it's not for gentlemen. Material world means, what is that? Devesha gunmai mama maya durutyaya. Threefold miseries. And these miseries are such temporary. What is the verse? Dukhalya ashashvata mamevansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mane shishthanindriyani pratani kroshita. Struggling very hard. Dukhalya ashashvata. This place is full of miseries and is temporary. If you see that everybody's interest is different. It is conflicting with each other. A politician, he wants to get a power. A student, he is trying to get a degree. If he gets a degree, he is happy. His goal is degree. Just how I can get a degree in the university. That's his goal. A businessman, happiness is how he can make a profit. His interest is different. A hungry man's goal is how he can just have a food. You can see poor people, sometimes they're suffering. Their goal is, they are not thinking about car, they are not thinking about a house, they are not thinking anything. When you are hungry, and this stomach, every 4 hours you need to put something in the stomach. And at that time it is starvation. When somebody really starving, his goal is, he's not thinking anything else. I want to eat. A thirsty person, he wants water. At that time, he is not interested in anything else. So everybody has got different goals in their life. And they all are conflicting with each other. Whole world is trying to exploit. The boss is trying to exploit the... he thinks that if he somehow or other get the best out of his employees, he is very intelligent. And the employer thinks that how he can take money from the employer. That's his interest. His interest is not that he loves his employer. how he can squeeze as much he can from his employer. And one businessman, another businessman, they're dealing, one is buyer, one is seller, and the buyer thinks how he can make the best deal, and the seller thinks how he can make the best deal. The whole world, in a business class, in any kind of profession, everywhere, there's exploitation with each other. Their interests are different. And nobody's happy, because everything is temporary. Prabhupada gives example, when you throw a stone in a water, it makes a circle. When you're throwing stones at the different places, they make so many different circles. Every circle is clashing. There is no harmony. And if you take the same stones, you keep putting at one place, there's a very nice harmony circle. It looks very nice. You can have very nice rhythm. Circle goes very nicely. Similarly, if we make interest centered to Krishna, then there can be nice harmony because we are part and parcel of Krishna. And Suta Goswami explained to the Shaunakadi rishis, he says that anartha apshamam sakshat bhakti yoga dokshaje. Anartha, so many, lokasya janata, people do not know. This is the problem. Animals, they don't know anyway. Birds, animals, they can't think. Always in fear. You see any animal you take, any birds you take, you see the pigeons or the sparrows or anything. You see when the pigeon, when he eats, how he eats. He's always in fearful. He's eating and he's looking. Hope somebody doesn't come and kill him. Hope he doesn't be attacked by the bird. So he'll keep looking, keep looking. He's worried about himself and he's worried about food. That he's in front of him. He wants to enjoy. He's seeing nobody else is coming and stealing what I'm eating. So he's constantly thinking about it. Constantly. Animals. You see the documentaries. Oh, these days everybody has got access to the internet. You've seen, must have seen the documentaries. How in African jungles or anywhere, how one animal is attacking another animals. And they are just, and they are always fearful. So do you think that in human animals are in fearful state? Birds are in fearful state? Oh, we are humans. We are very civilized. We know how to deal things. But matter of fact, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sochati Na Kankasi Samay Sarbeshu Bhuteshu Madh Bhakti Labhte Brahm. Till you become a Brahma Bhut, when you realize that I am not this body, even after coming to Krishna consciousness, if you have not come to that platform, bhakti is after, bhakti is very far, bhakti is not that easy. Sadhana, practice we are doing, bhakti is very far. Bhakti starts when you come Brahmabhut. Then you start relishing bhakti. Then bhakti will start at that time. Until that time bhakti hasn't started, we are not Brahmabhut, then what are we doing? Sochati na kankshati. Lamenting and hankering. Just lamenting and planning and hankering. How I will do this, how will I do that? And mind is not peaceful. Threefold misery, Devi Asha Gunmayi, Mama Maya Duratya, Durga Devi, with the trident, Satagun, Tamagun, Rajagun, piercing the living entity's human form. No matter what we try, everything we do will be baffled. Don't we think? You can gain money, you can do anything. Whatever we do. No matter how much body you decorate these days, people go to plastic surgeons, keep the body fit and do this and that, do whatever. It's going to be destroyed in due course of time. Everything will be destroyed. Kala Sarpa is like a snake. Nobody is spared from the Kala Sarpa. From the snake of time, nobody is spared. Don't we think that I have got this plan, I will do this. Everything will be lost. And it is full of suffering. We are thinking I will be happy, The moment you come into the... Can you imagine? I'll give you an example. If somebody invites you at home, please come to my home. If I invite you, Prabhuji, come to my home. Then I ask you to... Before you come, just... There's a dustbin outside. Can you sit in the dustbin for a little while? Ask you to sit in a dustbin. When you moment come, okay, after 9 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, you come into my house, then I give you a big slap. And then I say, oh, I'm sorry. Then I start, you know, speaking nicely to you. And, you know, then after a little while again, I slap you. And then again, I just pacify you, little stroke you nicely and massage you and, you know, and offer you something to eat. Then again, I slap you. Again, I beat you. And I'm loving you. I'm feeding you. Then I'm beating you. I'm feeding you and I'm beating you. Then eventually, one day, I break your legs with the stick. And then after all this feeding and beating and feeding and beating, in the end, I take your teeth out. So would you like to come to my house back again? You sure? Pretty sure, isn't it? You say, my God, what a life. Huh? Enough. That's enough. You've taken my teeth out. You've broken my legs. The moment a living entity comes into the womb of a mother, what happens? Sitting in a dustbin of a womb for 9 months or 10 months. A moment you come out of the womb, you have to cry. If you don't cry, what happens to you? They don't just slap you, they put you upside down. Because the dirty fluid has to come out of your mouth. They slap you. Then you cry. They make you cry. And when you cry, then you become a child, you come home, mother, then we again cry. Hungry, so many other things. Not very good. Welcome to this material world. Happy birthday to you. What sort of happy birthday? Have you ever seen a birthday happy? Have you ever seen mother is going through so much pain and suffering, and the child comes through this womb in a pain and suffering, and they're calling it happy birthday? It's a miserable situation. Moment a person takes birth. And after that, what happens? The child goes through the, you know, so many, he traumatized, he gets bad dreams, the mother doesn't understand why he's crying. Eventually grows up, so hard to learn to how to walk, how to talk. And eventually you're warning, and first you enjoy, yeah, he's talking nicely, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. And child is struggling, he wants to play, don't want to go to school, eventually go to school. He's from the troubles from the other friends in the school, in the childhood. From the parents, from the teachers, always pressure. Then there's pressure from the parents. You have to study, I don't want to study, I want to play. No, you have to study. He's miserable. He don't want to study. But everybody is forced to study. The moment you do that, you want to get a degree, you're worried about your degree, you're worried about your exams, you're worried about so many other factors in the whole life. And the moment you get degrees or educations, oh, my son has got a degree, you know. Oh, very proudly, oh, he's going to private school. What private school, you know? My mother used to say, oh, I studied in an ordinary Arya Samaji school. It's like Gurukul, like we have Gurukuls. Very nice schools. I appreciate my parents sent me to the school. Because that's right from the, like Prabhupada, that's what Prabhupada wanted. Right from the beginning, you get education about spiritual life. A moment we used to go to RSP, they said, Vedas is everything. Isn't it? He knows. From the day one, we go into school. Very first thing, prayers, Vedas, everything. Nothing is beyond Vedas. But only thing is, their ultimate goal was impersonalism, but still they were Vedas. And everything. But you're forced. I never liked Sanskrit. I liked Sanskrit, but it was so difficult to understand. I remember when I was only my first class started Sanskrit at the age 6, means 9 years old. Lata lata bhyam, lata bhyo, you know that. Right, so we used to do that. So difficult. I said, oh, it's true, so difficult. But it was so nice. But always pressure, whole life. And once you get that, then you want to get a, you want to get some secure job, you want to attain a business, you do that, then you want to have a wife, you don't have a wife, then you have to have a children. If you haven't got a children, then you lament. You got a children, then you lament. There's so much trouble. So the whole thing is troublesome. Whole world is troublesome. So in order to solve the problem, there's very nice remedy, he says, till you become a Brahma Bhut, you come to devotional service, bhakti, moment you come to bhakti, because that is our natural consciousness. We are Krishna conscious. That does not mean that we are Indians or that's why Prabhupada went. We are not Indians or humans or animals or white or a black. First lesson, that is that we are not this body, we are spirit, soul, and we are Krishna conscious. At the moment we are thinking, we have different consciousness. Our chetana, in Punjabi they call it surti. In Hindi it's called chetana. And the whole world is thinking of different chetanas. Plans are different, goals are different, motives are different. But real goal, one's life is, moment you become Krishna conscious, then you realize, not simply by, that's why Vyasadev, lokasya janate vidvansh chakra sat sanyatam. He says, vidwan, the learner, the sages, that is why they written these scriptures. Because lokasya janata, people don't know. Now, can you imagine Suta Goswami is telling to, 5,000 years ago, Suta Goswami is telling to Shaunakadi rishis that the world does not know what is their real benefit. World doesn't know who is your well-wisher. Bhokta Bhatta Maheshwara. It is Maheshwara, it's Krishna. But they don't know. That is why the learned sages has written these scriptures. And can you imagine? Prabhupada is one of that sage. Yesterday I came to the temple. I'm sorry, I have to share this, and we should learn from these. When somebody does a mistake, that does not mean that we should pick the mistake up. The best is, among devotees, that doesn't mean that you should go and criticize, oh, he done this mistake, but we should learn from their mistakes. That's the best thing to do. So if other does a mistake that we learn, then we don't do it. Not that we create a scene out of it. This is all experience. You learn. We learn. We learn from mistakes. Prabhupada explains. What does he say? He says, we learn from mistakes, and mistakes happen from bad judgment. So there was somebody, I just walked in. There was one English lady was there. One devotee was there. And he mentioned to Prabhupada. He was explaining. He said, this is our guru. That's what he said. He said, this is our guru in our society, and we worship him. He said, you must have heard gurus in India, yoga teachers and other teachers. So this is our guru. No, this is not our guru. This is the guru for the whole Jagat. This is not just one of the guru. You understand? It's a big, big offense to say Prabhupada is one of the guru like other gurus in India. He's not one of the other guru like other gurus in India. He's empowered by Krishna. He is the guru for the world. That's why if we consider him, he's just one of the guru, then what's the use? He's not guru for our society. He's a guru for the world. We are fortunate that we can under his shelter. You understand what I'm saying? And Prabhupada has created these books when he came, he did not say that I have brought some Indian philosophy to the Western world. He did not say that I wanted to change the world to the Hinduism. Of course, at certain places, Prabhupada said, we Hindus, so many times. Prabhupada mentioned even these things. Or in Hinduism, in Hindus, they do like this. So that's a different matter. But Prabhupada said, I have come to the world for humanity at large. Prabhupada meant for humanity at large. And the human form of life is to solve the problem of this life, like we are suffering from birth, death, old age, disease, miseries from this other living entities, miseries from the natural disasters, miseries from our own mind, or the whole material what I just explained, you know, getting slapped at the time of birth. So all these miseries should solve only in the human form of life. Why can't we solve in other form of life? Prabhupada gives an example. He said, chandan, wood. You take a wood. What do you do with the wood? You burn it. But one wood you know do not burn. Which is that wood? Chandan. Chandan you don't burn. If anybody burns the chandan, you will consider him a fool. Chandan give you fragrance that is used for Krishna service. So similarly, human form of life, if we burn human form of life like animals, then we are burning our chandan wood. This is very precious life. And do not think that it is very long. Any of us sitting in this room, we can die any moment. We may be talking and laughing and, you know, discussing Krishna consciousness. We may not be here tomorrow. We may not be here next week. We may not be here next month. We may not see the next season. There is one, generally we do not, you don't need to take, but still they say, Prabhupada said, one can take a gold from a stool. If the gold is lying in a stool, one should pick it up. There was one Bollywood actor, he had a very nice realization. And he realized, which sometimes learned people do not realize. At least he come to one conclusion. He said, okay, let me tell you. He said, he written a poem. He said, I was traveling in a train. It was such a beautiful journey. Such a pleasure. I was enjoying. I don't know exactly how. I'm just, you know, phrasing this poem. And he said, I'm enjoying the scenery. I'm enjoying the whole journey. I've got so many plans. While I was doing that, the ticket collector, TT, we call in India TT. I don't know what they call in England. But in India, we call it TT. He said, the TT came and he put his hand onto my shoulder. He said, sir, step down. He said, no, my destination has not come yet. He said, no, your destination has come. You have to step down. He said, I don't want to. He said, no, you have to. He said, that's exactly how our life is. It's a journey. Shri Shri Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Gonitai Shila Prabhupada ki jai. He said, I have a journey. We are traveling in a train. We got so many plans, so many ambitions, so many motives, so many goals. And suddenly the TT ticket collector comes. Put your hand on your shoulder. Sir, you have got a cancer or you have got some terminal illness. Your time is up. Person is shocked. Why? Because he's not preparing for death. He's not thinking about death. Prabhupada, right here in this class, in this room, Prabhupada said, devotees were sleeping in the morning while he was giving a Bhagavatam class. They were dozing off. Prabhupada said, why? He asked after, why were they sleeping in the class? He said, Prabhupada, they were preaching. They had late night last night in programs or something. So they have not, they were still sleeping. Prabhupada said, they are not serious about death. If they know that death is going to come right now, they will not sleep. When the death comes, when the doctor comes and tells you have got terminal illness and you got very short to live, generally what people do, you ask them, sir, I want to meet you, I haven't got time. We say, we haven't got time. I won't talk to you, I haven't got time. You got to look after your children, I haven't got time. People, general people say this, I haven't got time. The moment doctor comes and tell you, you have got a cancer, you got time all over the world. You got all the time in the world. You got time for the doctors, you got time for the consultant, you got time for everything. Time is the same. That is called Kal Sarpa. But problem is, if we are thinking this constantly, Chanakya Pandit told, one should always think, I am going to die very soon. If we think this concept that I am going to die, I haven't got long to live, then we can take Krishna consciousness seriously. And general people are suffering. The moment they get news that I have got terminal illness, they suffer because they are not prepared for death. They say, why me? Why I am suffering? I am going to die. Why me? What have I done? But when you think that death is tomorrow, rather doctor comes and tells you that you're going to die. If we think ourselves, if we train our mind, I'm going to die soon, then you have got all the time for your preparation for Krishna consciousness. We should take that serious. And when does, even when we become a devotees, and if when the news does come to us, then it is not time for, at that time it's very difficult to concentrate mind. If one has got illness, terminal illness, that time you are under that drugs, you're under so many things, and that time, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, very difficult to concentrate. And one phrase I remember, I don't know if you know this or not, is very nice. Bhajan kar sadhan krat mrit jane le hoye. What sort of bhajan you have done? What sort of sadhan you have done, that will be known at the time of death. You go to Sri Lanka, there is a field of tea plantation. Everybody drinks tea, except devotees. The whole world, morning, they don't even brush. Have you heard? People even don't brush, they drink tea. You go to Vrindavan, early morning, Mangalati, we are going to Mangalati, people drinking tea there. English people, British, they introduced this. India, tea was not existing in India. This whole introduction of British. But what happens? Anyway, we can take example. When they have, they put the baskets in their back. And what do? They pluck teas, leaves. When they pluck leaves, there's a different grades of tea. And this, like when we go and pluck tulsi, you know, the manjuris, they're big, they're, you know, some are, if leaves are dying, so we take them separately, if we keep it everything separate, that's how the tea plantation people, they do it. What do? They pluck the tea leaves, and they keep putting in their basket. And after that, after the day in the evening, when they, what do you call, basket ko kya karte hain, wo kholte hain jab yaar girate hain nikalna saman mere ko to English, after 30 years still in foreign language to me, you know, English is not, there are certain words you can't find in, huh? Yeah, when they empty the basket, she's the one who taught me English anyway. So when they empty the basket, what comes out, whatever you have plucked, that will come out. Bhajan kar sadhan kar mrit jane le hoye. What sort of bhajan you have done? If we have some motives in our bhajan while we are performing bhajan, if we have some personal motive, people do come. That's why it's called karma mishra bhakti, gyan mishra bhakti. Prabhupada said even, he said, some people come to Krishna consciousness simply for their some external motives. When the motive is done, they leave Krishna consciousness. So even if we are remain in Krishna consciousness, if we have some motives, personal motives, whatever, personal desires, whatever, if we performed our devotion service mixed with these desires, then it is not a Shuddha Bhakti. It is Karma Mishra Bhakti. It's Bhakti, but it's Karma Mishra Bhakti. Not even Bhakti, it is Sadhana. At the moment it's not Bhakti.
Bhakti starts when Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When we want lament and when we want hanker. As long as we are hankering and lamenting, we are doing sadhana, practice. And the practice means it is practice at the moment. So the practice is mixed with the karma and jnana. That is called karma mishra sadhana. Jnana mishra sadhana. If we try to focus for shuddha sadhana, then we will get shuddha bhakti. In the shuddha sadhana, we read but we ignore. We read the verses but we ignore. Anya vilashta shunnam gyan karnavritam anna kulna krishna sharma bhakti ruttama sarbadi vinur muktam tat patena nirunam rishikena rishikesh sevana bhakti ruchate. That sort of bhakti we have to do, and death is going to come very soon, and we haven't got time, much time in this planet earth in a human form of life. And if we have not completed our shuddha naam, and shuddha naam will come with that more naam, isn't it? Shuddha naam will come, not, oh, Prabhupada said constant chanting. What constant chanting? Prabhupada said, he said, oh, somebody was, sometimes they quote, 70% Prabhupada said, if you do 70%, no problem. You remember? Prabhupada said to devotees, or if you do 90%, you will be done. No, 80%. Okay, 70%. You hold my dhoti, if you do 70%, you'll come back. But you know what they mean by 70% is? 20, out of 24 hours, how many hours in the 70% hours? How many hours? Minimum 1 lakh name one should chant. Out of that 70% you think, at least 40 rounds, 50 rounds you chant every day. And that is with the shuddha naam, shuddha sadhana. Because actually it's the best. Bhakti Jaro Maharaj just once in one lecture said, we have come to Krishna consciousness not to become big. Outside world everybody wants to become big. He said, after coming to Krishna consciousness, we should become small. Let the world doesn't recognize you. Let this Bansiwala recognize you. This is the shuddha sadhana. So the goal is very easy. Eta sasuchitam brahmasya tapatra chikitsam. So if we want the medicine, we are all are diseased this moment. Everybody is diseased. I want this, I want this, I want this. Nothing gonna exist. Life is very short. We got money in our pocket, it will be spent. It's not gonna remain. We got status in our pocket, it's not gonna remain. We got youthness in our pocket, it's not gonna remain. Whatever we have got, it's gonna be destroyed. And if it's not getting destroyed now, within 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, mrityu harashchaham, mrityu will take away everything. So why wasting our time for all these things? So best time is accumulate, accumulate and accumulate. Only one thing. Chant, chant, chant and chant. And what did Prabhupada said? Do you remember? Prabhupada gave one of the lecture, if you have you learned, Prabhupada said, we are telling people chant, 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 and people are saying can't, can't, can't. So that's what we should do. We should not say I can't, and that people too, devotees do say, oh Prabhu, if I don't do service, I can't, I can't, I can't chant. I can only, I'm 16, I can't chant. So 16 is not enough. 16 is beginning, Prabhupada said. Okay, they can't do that. Okay, chant 16 minimum. But that is, we can. If you want to chant 16 shuddha, then you have to increase more name, and then you have to be completely free from, every day we know the offenses are there, we know what the principles are there, we know what the goals are there, we know what the definitions are there for shuddha bhakti. But the problem is, we can't. Prabhupada say, chant, 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 and we are saying, can't. You chant shuddha naam. I can't chant shuddha naam. So we try, that's all my request. If anybody likes to, you might like to say something. Any question or any comment like devotee wants to make?